Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking about agro defense and taking care of our livestock industry. Back on that in just a moment.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau is looking for a few fans to enjoy the Bedlam football experience December 3rd in Stillwater. Stop by your local county Farm Bureau office to discover the many benefits an Oklahoma Farm Bureau membership provides. While you're there, you can enter a drawing to win tickets and hospitality to this year's Bedlam football matchup. You could also have a shot at cash or other Bedlam prizes. The giveaway ends October 31st, so get to your local County Farm Bureau office today. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is the proud sponsor of the Bedlam series.
A Senate subcommittee hearing on oversight of government management focused in on agro defense on Tuesday. Only two senators in the room, subcommittee chairman Akaka of Hawaii and Kansas Senator Jerry Moran. And when it came to his time of questioning, he spent a good bit of time with Dr. John Clifford, Chief Veterinary Officer of the Animal Plant and Health Inspection Service of USDA, APHIS, asking a key question. What sort of threats have been out there against U.S. agriculture?
Have there been known attempts to introduce foreign animal diseases to our agricultural food safety system? How serious are the threats? And what analysis has been done to suggest that this is a real threat to our food and agricultural system? Dr. Clifford?
Thank you, Senator. There's not, to my knowledge, been any actual known attempts for introduction. I think as Colonel Hoffman had stated, we were aware of those reports earlier. Post 9/11, that those types of things have been discussed by terrorist groups, but to our knowledge, there's not been any attempt. Now, having said that, our work at USDA is to protect American agriculture, both plant and animal, from any introduction, regardless of whether it's intentional or not intentional. And our response would be the same to either event. So we prepare for the event regardless.
It's a good point. Even though it may be intentional and it may not be intentional, the consequences could be very similar and very devastating. Is that true?
Yes, and it also is dependent upon the agent that they're introducing. So I would also add that in our preparedness, we do pathway analysis. We look at risk analysis on most likelihood of introduction of different types of diseases. Now, other than the terrorist threat, the most likely way for these types of diseases to enter the U.S. today is through accidental introduction, not through intentional introduction. Our import requirements are stringent. They're not zero risk-based. We don't close our borders, but they are a risk-based approach to minimize the introduction of foreign animal diseases into the United States. And as previously stated, we actually haven't had a case of foot-and-mouth disease in this country since 1929. We have had an introduction in the last probably 8 to 10 years ago of exotic Newcastle disease in California. That in itself was a very devastating event for us, which we were able to respond to and address appropriately.
I mentioned this earlier, but I'd reiterate, even the rumor of the disease introduction, whatever disease it is, has had tremendous consequences in market prices. But particularly even today, we are fighting to get our export markets back from really the rumor of BSE, for example. So the threat is certainly something to be concerned about. But in the absence of an actual introduction, other countries use this to their advantage, certainly in our to their advantage economically.
Yes, sir, they do, and especially in a number of areas. I think, you know, BSE is an issue that we've appropriately addressed throughout the world. It's a disease that's on a decline, but it's still used politically to block trade. With regards to diseases like foot and mouth disease, I think it is important, as noted in the GAO report. If we get foot-and-mouth disease into the United States in certain parts of the country, it could be very devastating. But as an organization that's looking at the best interest for the livestock industry in the U.S., we've got to take a new approach and new looks to the way we address these diseases today. We cannot just have a scorched earth type policy where we go out and kill and destroy millions and millions of animals like we saw in the UK with burning carcasses. So we've got to look at the development of new technologies, new vaccines, to be able to address these in a more practical way where we minimize the amount of animals that we're putting down into destruction and also at the same time preventing spread of that disease from one herd to the next.
That's a segue to a line of a couple of questions that I wanted to follow, but it is also in line with my question to the gentleman, the previous witness from Georgia, in about prevention versus reaction or containment. You're suggesting that we need to have a greater emphasis, or we are emphasizing more the prevention through vaccines and I assume other methods as compared to simply, it's not simple, but killing cattle after the fact.
Correct. And I would agree the best approach is prevention. And prevention comes through early detection, and that means you've got to have good, strong surveillance systems to be able to detect that. So those are the types of approaches we need to take. At USDA, one of the things that we're doing is we used to approach diseases from a standpoint of pulling samples on animals to test for a single or maybe two diseases. We're looking at implementation of a comprehensive surveillance approach. And the first species we're looking at doing this for is swine, where we're looking at multiple disease issues with a single sample so that we're doing the right types of surveillance from multiple surveillance streams. But the thing is, those things don't always get the attention or the resources because they're not the issue today that's on the front page. It's a prevention issue. It's not a response and reaction issue.
Most interesting Q&A between Senator Jerry Moran, Republican of Kansas, and Dr. John Clifford, Chief Veterinary Officer of the Animal Plant Health Inspection Service of the U.S. Department of Agriculture. That's your Beef Buzz, our electronic version of the Beef Buzz here on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.